Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship. Oh, how he loves you, and oh, how he loves me. We sing it, we say it, and yet it's very hard to comprehend that the Creator of the whole universe, Almighty God, would love us. And yet the Word of God says that is true. Before the foundation of the world, he loved you. Before you existed, he loved you. While we were still sinners, he loves us, and he died for us. Praise the Lord for his great love and his great mercy. Heavenly Father, we come into your presence today in the name of Jesus the Christ, the very image of your person, Lord. You are so great and so awesome that you had to come to this earth in the form of a man so that you could tell us how much you love us. Otherwise, we would have no way of knowing, Lord. And not only telling us, but you showed us how much you loved us by dying for us, by taking the penalty for our sin, so that your justice could be satisfied and your mercy could be extended to those who place their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and in him alone. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and for your grace. Thank you for forgiving me of all of my sins, which are many. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to come into your presence today to worship and praise your holy name. Such an awesome thing, Lord. And thank you for the future that you give to us. While we may have troubles and concerns and worries here, we know that on the other side, Lord, there awaits us eternity with you, enveloped by your love for us and for your grace. Father, if there's someone listening today who has never experienced the peace of knowing their sins are taken care of, past, present, and future sins, all covered by the blood of the Lamb, I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit might speak through the words of the songs that we use, by the scripture that we'll share later, and by the thoughts, and just draw them, Lord, into your presence, into a saving knowledge of your forgiveness. Father, you are Almighty God, an awesome God, far above anything we could comprehend. But you have given us a level of comprehension, Lord, that lets us know that you do love us, let you know that you do care for us and even places in our hearts the love for you, that we may love our God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, and with all of our might. Through His love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answer in the hour of our distress. Now there's never any reason for you to give up in despair. Just slip away and breathe His name, for He will surely meet you there in the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty, Prince of Peace. Troubles vanish and hearts are mended in the presence of the King.
truly we are in His presence, the presence of the Almighty. Open your hearts. Allow Him to fill every need. Worship Him as we sing. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord. You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. Coming up in a little bit, I'm going to share with you Psalm 139. And now let me share with you Psalm 139, verses 1 through 18, and verses 23 and 24. O Lord, you have searched me, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know it completely, O Lord. You hem me in behind and before. You have laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness will hide me, and the light become night around me, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful, I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there be any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting.
Search me, O God, reveal my heart, expose my sin that it may be confessed. Search me, O God, unveil each thought, and leave no hidden motive unaddressed. Uncover every action born in pride. Show me the worldly ways I still embrace. May every anxious thought spoken fear with faith replaced. Search me, O God, observe my life. Bring to my mind each idle word I speak. Search me, O God, test my resolve. and alert me where you find it weak. Reveal all weakened walls within my soul. Show me potential dangers unforeseen. Then clothe my conscience with your holiness. Help me to guard it well and keep it clean. Search me, scarcely tell. Oh, what a joy to know that all is well.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Steve Green and his song entitled Search Me, O God. In the background right now, it's Larry Dalton Piano and the National Philharmonic Orchestra and As the Deer. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship. Coming up later in our broadcast today, we're going to be talking about the unchanged Savior. You know, the weather changes, but the Yahweh who ruled the earth last night is the same Yahweh who rules it today. And we equally need an uncaused shepherd. Though he creates, God was never created. Though he makes, he was never made. You see, God, our shepherd, doesn't check the weather, he makes it. And he doesn't defy gravity, he created it. Jesus said, God is spirit. Since he has no body, he has no limitations. Since no act brought him forth, no one can take him out. Counselors can comfort you in the storm, but you need a God who can still the storm. You need a Yahweh. You don't need to carry the burden of a lesser God, a God on a shelf. No, you need a God who can place 100 billion stars in our galaxy and 100 billion galaxies in the universe. And you need a God who is so mighty that he can come in the soft of night and touch you with the tenderness of an April snow. You need Yahweh. You need an unchanging shepherd. We'll be talking more about that later on in our broadcast. I just want to thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can make that contribution online. You can listen to the program online. You can also check out the program schedule, listing the name of the songs, the artists, things like that. So check us out, won't you, at www.calltoworship.us. And once again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Now let's get back to the song in the background with Larry Dalton, piano and orchestra, and the song entitled As the Deer.
For his own name's sake.
Today I want to share a devotional from a new book by Max Licato entitled Safe in the Shepherd's Arms, Hope and Encouragement from Psalm 23, published by Countryman Books. Let me ask you a question. Why did David write the 23rd Psalm? To build our trust in God. To remind us of who He is. God is Yahweh, an unchanging God, an uncaused God, and an ungoverned God. When Lloyd Douglas, author of The Robe and other novels, attended college, he lived in a boarding house. A retired, wheelchair-bound music professor resided on the first floor. Each morning, Douglas would stick his head in the door of the teacher's apartment and ask the same question. Well, what's the good news? The old man would pick up his tuning fork, tap it on the side of the wheelchair and say, "That's middle C. It was middle C yesterday. It will be middle C tomorrow. It will be middle C 1,000 years from now." The tenor upstairs sings flat. The piano across the hall is out of tune. But my friend, this is middle C. You and I need middle C. Haven't you had enough change in your life? Relationships change. Health changes, the weather changes, but the Yahweh who ruled the earth last night is the same Yahweh who rules it today. Same convictions, same plan, same mood, same love. He never changes. You can no more alter God than a pebble can alter the rhythm of the Pacific. Yahweh is our middle sea, a still point in a turning world. Don't we need a still point in our lives? Don't we need an unchanging shepherd? We equally need an uncaused shepherd. No one breathed life into Yahweh. No one sired him. No one gave birth to him. No one caused him. No act brought him forth. Though he creates, God was never created. Though he makes, he was never made. Though he causes, he was never caused. Hence the psalmist's proclamation in Psalm 90, "Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." God, our shepherd, doesn't check the weather. He makes it. He doesn't defy gravity. He created it. He isn't affected by health. He has no body. We read the words of Jesus in John 4:24, "God is spirit." And since he has no body, he has no limitations, equally active in Cambodia as he is in Connecticut. Remember those wonderful verses we read earlier in the program today from Psalm 139? David, the author, speaks. He says, "Where can I go to get away from your spirit? Where can I run from you? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I lie down in the grave, you are there. Well, since no act brought God forth, no act can take him out. Does he fear the earthquake? Does he tremble at the tornado? Hardly. Yahweh sleeps through the storms and calms the winds with a word. Cancer does not trouble him, and cemeteries do not disturb him. He was here before they came, and he'll be here after they're gone. Counselors can comfort you in the storm, but you need a God who can still the storm. Friends can hold your hand at your deathbed, but you need a Yahweh, a friend who has defeated the grave. Philosophers can debate the meaning of life, but you need a Lord who can declare the meaning of life. You need a Yahweh. You need God. You need a shepherd. You don't need what Dorothy of Kansas found. Remember her discovery in The Wonderful Wizard of Oz? She and her trio followed the yellow brick road only to discover that the wizard was a wimp. Nothing but smoke and mirrors and tin drum thunder. Is that the kind of God you need? You don't need to carry the burden of a lesser God, a God on a shelf, a God in a box, or a God in a bottle. No, you need a God who can place 100 billion stars in our galaxy and 100 billion galaxies in the universe. You need a God who can shape two fists of flesh into 75 to 100 billion nerve cells, each with as many as 10,000 connections to the other nerve cells, and then place it in a skull and call it a brain. And you need a God who, while so mind-numbling mighty, he surpasses our conception. He can still come in the soft of night and teach you and me with the tenderness of an April snow. You need a Yahweh. You need God. You need a shepherd. And according to David, you have one. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is your shepherd. And he's all you need. Heavenly Father, I thank you that you are my shepherd and I shall not want. I thank you, Lord, that you are such a great God that I can't even comprehend your greatness. But I know you love me because you sent Jesus to this earth, the very image of your person, to tell me so. Father, thank you for your love and for your grace and for your mercy. Thank you that you are a great and awesome God, a God that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you, Father, that you are a God of wonders and love.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. Dream.
Oh, what a song. Damaris Carbaugh singing about the love of God. I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and, when you're able, your financial help of this radio ministry. You can write to me here at Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Or check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. You can make a contribution on the website. You can listen to the program. Lots of good information on that website. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministry of Medford, Oregon. Well, let's wind up our time together now with the Fairhope Worship Singers, the song Jesus, Name Above All Names, and beginning with the song Emmanuel, God with Us.